If you have a Bible with you and you want to turn to the main passage, will be in Isaiah 14. But I have a couple of other wee verses that I'll read just prior to that. It's just two verses. Let me just pray for God's word. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask, Lord, as we've just enjoyed praising and worshiping you, Lord God, as we've enjoyed singing songs, Lord God, with all of our strength unto you, our God, we ask that you would still our hearts now, Lord, please, to hear your voice. We pray, Lord, that your word would speak into our souls and that you, Lord God, would minister by the power of your Holy Spirit to every person that's in the hall tonight, to those, Lord God, who are watching live on Facebook and to those who are listening in to the podcast. Lord, we ask, please, that the Spirit of the living God would let none of us leave this place or no one switch off from Facebook or the podcast without hearing the voice of God, without being spoken to by God Almighty. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we begin our new series tonight that I was saying there in the announcements, and it's called Watch Out, There's a Thief About. Is Satan robbing you? And the people go past all the time, walk past Shiloh, and they say, there goes them loopers again, because we put up all these mad posters all the time. The last one was the return of the man who never came back, and this time it's, watch out, there's a thief about. And the people are going to get really paranoid walking out of their houses and all that. You know, is that Taddy Gordon gone back to his old ways? Watch out, there's a thief about. Is Satan robbing you? Now, I want to stress from the outset that the purpose of this series is to glorify God. It's not about giving credence to Satan. It's to glorify God and, with God's help, expose some of the works and schemes of Satan and his host of demons, therefore enabling people to be freed from his lies and his deceit and no longer be robbed by him. I don't know if you've realized, but we live in times when every possible scam is being devised to extract information from us to enable the scammers to access our bank or post office accounts. It's incredible, for example, it's incredible the number of emails that I receive from poor, oppressed multi-millionaires who own shares in diamond mines in Africa and in Russia, but they desperately need my help, including my bank account details, so that they can transfer millions of dollars and millions of pounds to my account for safekeeping, with the promise that they'll slip me a few quid if I do so. Or perhaps you've had calls from people claiming to be your internet provider or, you know, one of your amenity suppliers, your gas people or your electric people, saying you're going to be disconnected unless you pay up some money. Or I don't know if you have seen the television commercial where there's a telephonist on and she's pretending to be from the person's bank and she cleverly uses questions to gain the individual's account password. These people are clever. The commercial demonstrates actually how scammers can be so convincing and shrewd that people could easily be deceived and give out the relevant information at great financial cost or loss to themselves. Is it any wonder that banks and building societies and post offices are continually telling people, repeatedly warning them, that they will never ask for such details over the phone? One of the boys, when he was living with me, he got a phone call. It was from one of those foreign type people. And I said, hello, I'm here from Microsoft Office. I'm just on about your computer and your internet. And he says, listen, do you want to just cut to the quick? That's a better word. Cut to the quick. Do you just want my bank account details now? And the girl says, well, that would be very helpful. And he says, well, you know what you can do. And hung up. Now, that's how bad it can be. Keith mentioned there a while back about a scam that was an email that was circulating telling people that they have images of them watching porn. You know when you buy a computer that there's a wee camera on it whether you use it or not. And some internet providers have the ability to switch that camera on, whether you know or not. Your best bet's always put a wee bit of blue tack or something over the top of it until you're ready. That's not for watching porn, I'm just saying, so they're not watching you, right? But anyway, Keith had mentioned this email scam circulating that you know, telling people that they've got images of them watching porn on their computer, and if they don't send them what's called Bitcoin, that's like cryptocurrency, they will upload the images to social media sites and embarrass the computer user. And others send anonymous emails containing something of interest to an individual with what's called a hyperlink, suggesting that the reader can access more information simply by clicking on the link. And when they do, it opens up vile pornographic images. And within seconds, another email arrives saying that they've recorded the person looking at these images and they demand Bitcoin or they're going to expose them as a pervert. I got a funny message this week. I don't know if any of you will get this, but I got a funny message sent to me this week, and it read like this. I received an email today saying it was from Auntie Frances and Uncle Patrick, who live in Moira, asking for my bank details. I won't be falling for that scam. Now, see, for those who don't know, those who don't get that, Auntie Frances and Uncle Patrick are the people who won the £115 million on the Euro Millions. And what they had actually publicly said is, we have a list of 50 people that we're going to give money to. And so obviously this person, when he got the email, said, I'll not be falling for that scam. So seriously, to be able to stand a chance against these tricksters, these thieves, and that's what they are. They are liars and thieves. I got a call yesterday, and when I answered it, I just, listen, I can't be bothered, and hung up. And I said to one of my foster sons, you know, these people are actually paid to lie through their teeth to try to get people's money. Now, how could you even take a job like that? To be able to stand a chance against these tricksters, thieves, we need to waken up to the fact that there is a host of them out there seeking to scam us out of our money or out of our possessions. And anyone who thinks scammers will never try to deceive them, well, let me tell you, if you think like that, you are already deceived and you're ripe for robbing. Speaking of Satan, Jesus says in John chapter 8 and verse 44, he says this, Satan was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of lies. And the cross in John chapter 10 and verse 10, Jesus speaking again says this, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and they may have it more abundantly. Isn't that incredible what Jesus is saying? He calls Satan a murderer, a liar, and said that he is the father of lies. All murder, doesn't matter where it's happening in this world, it doesn't matter if it's in Belfast, it doesn't matter if it's in South Africa, it doesn't matter, wherever there is murder taking place, all murder stems from Satan. Jesus said all lies stem from Satan because he is the father of lies. Jesus also says Satan is a thief who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. All murders, all lies, all thieving, all sin, all wrongdoing is rooted in Satan. However, although all sin is rooted in Satan, those who do it are liable for it. Although all sin is rooted in Satan, those who commit it are responsible for it and are answerable to God Almighty. And God's word teaches all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. Hear that? All sin, all wickedness, all evil in this world is rooted in Satan, who is a liar and the father of lies, who is a thief, who comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. All evil is rooted in him. And yet those who do it are liable for it. And those who commit it are responsible for it and are answerable to God. And God says there is no one, not one of us, who has not committed sin. There is none righteous. No, not one. To stand a chance against the trickster thieves who are out to deceive and rob us of our money, we need to waken up to the fact that they're out there looking for us. So too, we need to waken up to the fact Satan and his host of evil are out there seeking to rob us of much more than our money or possessions. Through this series, we will hopefully highlight just some of the many things Satan and his host rob people of. Those who think Satan will never try to deceive them are already deceived and ripe for robbing. Last year, I went to my bank to open up a new account specifically for internet payments. It was class because you could get a card that actually says on it, internet payments, because I get them mixed up. And what it is when the boys are at the house, they'll say to me, I need to get a new game for my computer, you know, killing zombies and all this stuff. Can I get it on your card and I'll give you the cash? And I'm always very wary about, you know, giving my card details out onto their internet. Not only that, is they keep them on these computers, and then when they need a new game, they just buy one and I don't even know they've done it. So I went to open this account and got one that just says internet payments. So when they say I need a new game, it's 50 quid, I make them give me the 50 quid, then I transfer 50 quid into that specific account, and then they put it on the internet and get their game. You've got to be wise about how these things work. But anyway, you know, it's risky to be giving your bank details out over the internet. But while I was at the bank sorting this out, the clerk, the bank officer who was working with me, actually pointed out that I was paying £20 a month out of my account to two different, now it was £10 to one and £10 to another, to two different agencies, that I hadn't got a baldy who they were or what it was about. And she said to me, why are you paying it? And I said, well, I don't know who it is. I don't know what it's for. And I said, but it's here twice, £10 going out to this and £10 going out to that. And I said, well, what can I do about it? She says, well, we can stop it right now. I said, go ahead, stop it right now. But it worked out that was £250 a year over 3 or 4 years was being taken out of my account, and I knew nothing about it. And I immediately cancelled these. And strangely enough, there were no letters or no calls from any agency saying, oh, you've made a mistake. You know, this is towards your car estate, your car insurance or your TV license, even though my TV works without one. That's a joke. That's a joke. I love a TV license, people running my door. That was a joke. But, no. I'll tell you a story about a TV license that told us at Snipers. This is free of charge, nothing to do with this sermon tonight. But I had to bury a boy some years ago called Sniper. Some of you might remember Sniper. But Sniper and his mate lived up above him. I'll not name him for the purpose of the tape because he still lives there. But his mate was, you know, upstairs in his flat, and the rap came to the door, and he went out. It was a TV man, license man. He says, oh, I'm TV license agency. And he says, come on in. And he says, Tally, he says, I was so glad because he says, I'd taken the portable as soon as I'd watched the BBC News and I'd put it in the wardrobe. That's how some people live, right? So the boy came in, says there are beer bottles everywhere, ashtrays full of fag butts and everything. And your man came in and says, have you got a TV license? He says, no. He says, I wouldn't have a TV in the house. I'm brethren. So, class, like, you couldn't beat this. You couldn't, like. He says, I'm brethren. You're trying to blow away a smoke, you know, and a stench of beer, right? So your man says, well, all right, okay. And, you know, and out he went. heading down to Sniper's house, right? So the other boy's on the phone trying to get the howler Sniper dead quick and ringing, and he can hear the phone beneath him ringing, hoping that Sniper would answer. He's saying to Sniper, don't answer the door. Well, Sniper didn't answer the phone. Your man goes to the door. Sniper opens and goes, hello. And your man says, hello, I'm from the TV licensing authority. He says, there's no record of a TV license for this house. He says, oh, I've got a TV license. And your man says, well, you wouldn't mind getting it for me and let me see it. He says, I will indeed. And then he went Sniper into their room and rustling paper and whatever else. And eventually he comes out and he hands your man there and he says to him, this is about 3 or 4 years ago, or I'm not sure, maybe 10 years ago. He says to him, there you go. He says, that's my license. And your man looked and says, that says 1971. He says, what, does it not last for life? The money that was going out of my account wasn't for a TV license. But in one sense, I was actually complicit in this because I never bothered to check my bank statements. I wonder how many of you actually take the time to go through and check your statements. Well, so too with Satan. We may be ignorantly complicit in enabling him to continually rob us because we refuse to waken up to the truth of his existence and his objective to steal, kill, and destroy us. People don't bother to check if these things are true or if they are true for them. Jesus declared Satan to be a murderer, the father of lies, and a thief who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But would it surprise you to know it wasn't always like this? Satan was once called Lucifer, which means son of the dawn. He was called the day star. He was the number one angel in heaven, the highest anointed cherub in God's creation. And in Ezekiel chapter 28 in the Old Testament, you can read how Satan was perfect in beauty and full of wisdom until he allowed pride to fill his heart. And he became arrogant and dared to think he should be or he could be on the throne of God. In heaven, this created being, because of his pride, became so arrogant that he tried to rob God of glory by starting a rebellion in heaven to overthrow God, his creator. As a result, we see the outcome in Isaiah chapter 14, and I'm reading from verse 12 to 15. And it says this, how you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weakened the nations. For you said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of congregation, on the farther sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depths of the pit. Satan and those angels that joined, and we know from God's word that a third of the angels in heaven joined in the rebellion. And Satan and those angels that joined his rebellion were cast out of heaven. Ever since then, Satan and his host have been at work robbing God of glory. In the Garden of Eden, when God had created everything and said that it was good, Satan caused Eve and Adam to sin, to rebel against God, so that he might rob God of glory. And by his actions, Satan robbed Adam and Eve of intimate fellowship with God. Because of their rebellion, because of their sin, God had to put them out of the garden and separate himself from them, because God is holy and cannot tolerate sin, and they would have been consumed by the holiness of God. Because we are all born from Adam and Eve, we have been born with their indwelling sin. And Satan and sin continue to rob us of intimate fellowship with God. Worse still, because of this sin, all mankind is sentenced to death. Now, if you don't believe me, take a dander up to the Newtownards Road. There's a graveyard there. And that take a lot of convincing. Take a dander up the Clandyboy graveyard. There's thousands of people buried in there. Because of the sin of Adam and Eve, because of this sin that we have indwelling in us, that we have inherited from them, all mankind is sentenced to death. You're not dying because you've got old. You're dying because you're under the curse of sin. However, God formed a plan. It was a plan that he formed before even the foundation of the world. A plan that would allow sinners like us to be reconciled with him, where he could restore his glory in us. And that plan was that God sent his son Jesus to die, to pay the price for mankind's sin and bridge the gap between man and God, between people and God. Through faith in Jesus, those robbed by Satan of intimate fellowship with God can now know God and experience his life and his love. But the difficulty is, just like the scammers, people won't waken up to what Satan is doing. And unless people waken up to what Satan is doing, unless they call upon God to save them, Satan and his host of evil will continue to rob them for as long as they live and lead them into an eternity without knowing God. And the Bible says the end of that is hell. Watch out. There's a thief about. Is Satan robbing you? Is Satan robbing you? Those who think they will never be deceived are already deceived and are being robbed. And proof of this is the fact Satan will have convinced, even now, Satan will have convinced many people, maybe even in this hall, many people watching on Facebook, many people who will listen to the podcast tonight, he will already have convinced people that he doesn't even exist. That Tarry Gordon's full of nonsense. Don't listen to what he has to say. He will deceive people and he will lie to them about their need to be saved. Or he will even tell them, yes, you do need to be saved. What Tarry Gordon's saying, right. But you don't need to worry about it just yet. Sure, leave it for another wee while. You're too young yet. You're too old to change now. He will feed you whatever lie you need to hear to convince you so that he can rob God of glory and rob you of the glory of knowing God. He will trick you so that he can rob you of every opportunity that you might get to be saved. Even now, this very moment, Satan will be telling people not to listen to what I'm saying, not to pay any heed to what I'm saying, which is why I prayed at the start, Lord, you speak to people. Doesn't matter what Tarry Gordon says. It's what is God saying to you. And what I am telling you is what God's word says. And if you don't believe me, search and check it out for yourself. Don't be like one of those people who never bothers to waken up to the reality they're being scammed. This very moment, I'll say it again, Satan will be telling people, that wee whisper in your head, I wish to hell he would hurry up, I'm down for a cup of tea. Wish to hell he would shut up, I don't want to listen to this nonsense, I don't even believe in Satan. He'll put all of that nonsense in your head, telling you not to listen to what I'm saying, not to pay any heed to what I'm saying. And you know what? The sad thing is, many have already believed his lies and are destined for hell. To stand any chance whatsoever, to stand any chance against this trickster thief, this murderer and father of lies, you must do what God's word says. Repent. That means turn around from living your life your way. Turn around from believing the lies of the devil and believe what God's word says. And God's word says, trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Repent and trust in Jesus so that Jesus can restore God's glory in you and give you life. Watch out. There's a thief about. Is Satan robbing you? The series will look at how Satan is robbing people in so many ways and of so many wonderful things. My message tonight is simple. Waken up, people. Waken up to what Satan is doing. Tomorrow is promised to no one. If you keep believing his lies tonight, you may believe them for all eternity. Jesus said of Satan, the thief, Satan, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I, Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it abundantly. The choice is yours. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you tonight for your word. We don't mince your word, Lord God, in this fellowship. We know that your word can offend people. But we say to one and all, search the scriptures to see if these things are true. Satan, Lord God, is a thief, a liar. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And I know, Lord God, because of how he works, that even tonight as I pray, he'll be stealing away what has been said. He will be putting thoughts into people's minds, not to pay any heed. He'll be looking for every possible distraction from your word tonight. But I pray for all who are here, all who are watching on Facebook, all who are tuned in to the podcast, that you, Almighty God, would speak into people's lives, that you again would remind people that Satan is a thief out there, Lord God, to rob them, most of all to rob them of salvation, of knowing you. Please, Father God, help them to realize this truth and let them hear the words of Jesus spoken into their lives when Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it abundantly. And may they put their trust in Jesus and receive that life tonight. We ask this in his name. Amen.